Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello, welcome in, listeners. Got great radio stations like 96.5 WCMF, Rochester's Classic Rock. Also 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And Ola to our friends at Rock 105, Chattanooga's Rock Station in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It is Big Dummy Day, 844-999. Ola, Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Ola! Ola. Mark, are you sober or not sober?
I'm out working on my car, so it's drink a beer, remove a bolt. So I'd say not sober.
Okay.
That's a long way to get there.
It really was. Men's room poll, where is it hidden? Your underwear drawer, Crown Royal bag, garage, or your trunk?
In my toolbox at work. I'm a mechanic, and so I just leave my stuff. I've got a little drawer for some valuables. And the great thing is, it's insured there. So if anything happens,
okay.
I'm set.
Yeah.
Someone stole my crack pipe, yeah. But I got it insured.
Yeah, it's a $120 eight ball of some pretty high potent blow.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah. We know.
Yeah, it's insured, all right. Yeah. It's all yellowy. Wasn't even stepped on.
All right, here is your question. What is a group of locusts called?
Oh. Well, I should know this from the Book of Revelations, but, a flock? No.
A flock of locusts.
A flock?
And all right.
Murder of locusts? I don't know.
Is it a plague?
It is, in fact, a plague of locusts. Side question. Robin brought this to my attention earlier this week. What is a group of Karens? Now referred
Karens?
To. A group of Karens.
What is Karen? Hold on.
An entitlement. An entitlement.
You just hit
it's a privilege of Karen.
You just hit the Men's Room Big Dummy Audio Daily Double. Wow.
Is huge.
Wow.
The Audio Daily Double. This is where we visit very popular songs that we've all known and loved through the years, but then we ask ourselves, do we actually know what they're saying? And for the most part, we don't. This week, we go back to the man, the myth, the legend, Eddie Vedder, legendary singer of the iconic Pearl Jam. Here's a man that has been around, 30 years, gracing our airwaves, and we realize we sing to every song, and it occurs to us, we don't actually know what the hell we're saying. So, I'm going to play you one line from the song Go, off of their second album, I believe it was, Versus.
Okay.
The song is Go. We've all heard it for the last, 24, 25 years. Give it a listen and see if you can tell us what the hell Eddie is saying.
One more time.
Yeah, one more time if you can.
Should have pulled the alarm? It was over.
Well, I hear I won't be long at the end, but I've honestly never even heard that song before, to be honest with you.
Well, don't worry. Even if you do hear it, you won't know what he's saying. Let's play it one more time. That is not what he's saying. What do you got, Ted?
I pulled the covers over him. I should have pulled the alarm.
Yes, Ted.
Oh, wow. Get out of here. I'd love to give you a high five, but we can't.
My name is also Ed.
You can translate this stuff.
I can. I've been drinking rosé for about 5 hours.
Yeah, you should be at the side of the stage like the person who does sign language, but you're just telling the people who can actually hear what's going on.
Woo!
All right.
It's only a matter of time before I zoned in.
It's not easy with him, man. I've heard that song for 25 years. I read the lyrics today, and I'm like, well, I'll be damned. No idea what the hell he's ever saying. And to keep in mind, they generally include a lyric sheet. All right, here is your question. On the TV show Family Guy, which one of Peter's friends married his maid Joan for 1 week?
Wouldn't be Cleveland. I don't think it'd be Joe, so I'd have to go with Quagmire on that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of answers
very
itself.
Good. Nice work.
If you've seen the show.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Ow. Hello, Eastwood.
Oh,
welcome
God.
To the men's room.
No.
Dummy.
God bless America.
Hola.
Hola, America.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Eastwood?
I'm just chilling here with my 11 cats.
Oh, nice. Jeez. Eastwood, are you sober today or not sober?
I'm sober for now.
All right.
Eastwood, have we talked to you recently?
Been a couple of weeks.
I called in twice and you had me on hold, but you ran out of time and 4 weeks ago, and then twice I haven't been able to get through, but okay. Now you got me.
Eastwood, in one word, how would you describe the Tiger King?
The Tiger King?
He hasn't seen it. My fault.
I have not seen it, no. I'm sorry.
All right, you got 11 cats there. I thought maybe you had a bond with the guy.
You probably know each other. It's just a feeling I have.
All right, Eastwood, we're going to find out what you got here on your men's room poll. Where do you keep it hidden? In your underwear drawer, Crown Royal bag, garage, or the trunk?
That would be the Crown Royal bag.
What do you got in your Crown Royal bag?
I actually don't want to know with you.
Well, I was down in Rainier District. I worked for Pepsi down there on top of the hill. It was a Thursday night. Tuesdays and Thursdays are vice night. And I was with my boys. I made a left-hand turn and no turn signal and got pulled over. And Moan's sitting there screaming out his social security number so you don't get arrested. And they got Dom's number trying to get him out of Christine. And when they searched the van, they found a Crown Royal bag in. He goes, I haven't searched this yet. Well, I had a half a pint of Uke. I told him I had nothing. I started claiming everything. And they dumped out the Crown Royal bag, and then it was right by Halloween, and there was Halloween candy, and an eighth a pot. So, that's my Crown Royal story.
Good times.
Nice.
Halloween candy and an eighth a pot. That sounds like a great country album.
All right. Yeah, El Christine has a hell of a van. Here's two Ford F-150s and myself. Ran myself over that bitch.
All right. Eastwood, here is your question.
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
I believe so.
All right. What kind of animals kidnapping is solved in the movie Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Man,
yeah.
You ask me the easy ones. That'd be a bat.
What was the question?
No. What kind of animals kidnapping is solved in the movie Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
It's the Miami Dolphin.
It's the dolphin, yes.
Oh, a dolphin. Okay, I'm sorry.
Snowflake. Yes, thank you, Mike. That's the name of the dolphin.
And he does talk about bats. Guani.
Yeah, he was afraid of bats. I thought he was after a bat. You're right, he was a dolphin.
Well, right, that was Ace Ventura 2, Call the Nature, or call the Wild.
Was that the second one he went on about bats?
Bumblebee Tuna.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. I trust you.
Yeah.
All right, Eastwood, what is the technical...
That's never wrong.
What is the technical name for the voice box?
Okay, I think I got this one. The
Larynx? Yeah, nice.
Well done.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola, do we have a brand new contestant on the line ready to play the game?
Hello, Wes. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Wes, what team are you playing for today?
I am for not sober. I've been painting the house.
You're painting the house? Yeah, if you're painting, you're definitely not sober. All right, Wes, our men's room poll. Yeah, that's always a good plan, too. Where is it hidden? Underwear drawer, Crown Royal bag, your garage, or a trunk?
Definitely the trunk.
You got stuff in the trunk, huh?
Just a few things. Right now, it's a lot of boxes because we want to move.
Who are you keeping it from?
Nobody.
Uh-huh. Just in the trunk.
Just having it. Don't worry about the trunk. Nothing in the trunk. That's what I say to the cops.
Why would you look in the trunk?
Nothing in the trunk. What you got to look in the trunk for, man? We'll just have a good day. Don't worry about my trunk. It's just a box. Why you got to open the box? There's a box in the trunk. Don't open the box. But there's a box in the trunk. Yes, sir. It's in the box. Okay, it's a head in the box. You don't need to know whose head it is. All right. Here is your question. Multiple choice. Was it the Brady Bunch, Home Improvement, or the show My Three Sons? Which show had three sons named Brad, Mark, and Randy?
That's Home Improvement.
One and done. Nice job. Well, that's very good.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known.
I would have not known mine three sons.
That was one of those shows that came on like when I was really, really young, but it had been around for a really long time.
Yeah, it was already in repeats.
And it was absolutely horrible. It was like Leave It to Beaver. It was like there was nothing relatable about it.
I did not like Leave It to Beaver.
I watched a few episodes of The Beaver.
You liked The Beaver?
I was so young, I guess, I don't know, it was just on.
I liked Eddie Haskell because he was
it always seemed like
good.
That was one of those shows that would come on after that. It was like, My Three Sons, and then Hogan's Heroes, and Leave It to Beaver, followed by Gomer Pyle, USMC.
I was like, hated it because, like, at the same time. Life is not like this, right? Leave It to Beaver, he got not even a stern talking to, just, did you learn anything, Beaver? Meanwhile, my father's like, get the belt. I'm like, man, Beaver needs to live here for a little while. You need to beat his ass.
I was like that Dream of Jeannie.
Well, we all did. I didn't even really understand what the show was about, and I did not care.
I need that genie.
You can't call your son the Beaver.
I know.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-0-9.
Well, you're not going to call your daughter that.
No, for sure.
Right, so the son gets it.
Hey, yeah. What's your name and daughter? We all know. Beaver Montgomery.
What?
He said you needed what?
You named your daughter Beaver? Sure did.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Alan. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, guys?
Hold on. Alan, are you sober or not sober?
I've been high since mid-March. So.
All right, Alan. Keeping the streak alive. Alan, our men's room poll, where do you keep it hidden? Underwear drawer, Crown Royal bag, your garage, or trunk?
Underwear drawer.
Underwear drawer. Do you mind telling people what you have in your underwear drawer?
I have an old ring that my grandfather I'm named after had made in there in my 1911 45.
Okay, see, another gun in the underwear drawer.
Let me ask you about the ring, though. Was this for his finger?
Yes.
Okay, that's important.
Would you wear a different kind of ring from a relative?
Right, got past that. Your great-great-grandfather.
Like the prophylactic...
great-grandfather Albert, no.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Alan, hang on the line there, folks.
We'll get back to you. More of Big Dummy coming up. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Hey, y'all. We got a special guest coming up on TV Time with Ted. We'll invite in the one and only Christopher Titus, world-famous comedian. He's not out on the road doing stuff, but he is doing a TV thing. So
he is, man.
Christopher Titus coming up with TV Time with Ted. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola, we got Alan on the line. Alan, we went to break there. You're just starting out here on question number one for Team Not Sober.
Ooh, question number one. All right, here is your question. What number does the letter V with a bar over it represent in Roman numerals?
Oh, man. I am not sure on that one, actually.
Any guesses? So what does V represent?
5,000?
5,000.
Is it?
Yep.
Howdy, 5,000.
Bring it back.
Yeah, man. I'm Audi 5000.
I mean, what's up, Spac?
Thanks.
Oh, God, that's right.
I saw the commercial.
Oh, did you actually see it?
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, it's, yeah.
I'm
it's
Audi like 5000, yeah.
All right, your question. 1 minute, 1 hour, or 1 day? How long does it take a human red blood cell to make a complete circuit of the human body?
How about 1 hour?
1 day? 1 minute.
1 minute.
Get 1 minute.
That's crazy.
Are you a football fan there, Alan?
Yeah.
All right. I am. What's your favorite team?
The Niners.
How about college football?
I'm from California. We don't follow college football.
That's a good point.
I mean, I feel like SC is pretty big.
Yeah.
San Diego State's had a good team for a couple of years.
But does anyone there care?
UCLA sucked forever.
Okay.
If you go to Los Angeles, they got two NFL teams that didn't go to the games.
Alan, are you from Weed?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
So you're not as cool. No. All right. You're familiar with the Madden curse, right? The idea if they put you on the cover of Madden, then something's going to go wrong with your season. Not your career, but your season. So what football player is called the first victim of the Madden curse due to his abrupt retirement in 1999?
Was that Sean Alexander?
Barry Sanders.
Oh.
Good call, Detroit.
Was Sean Alexander on the Madden?
He might have been,
but I don't think. Maybe he was on there.
Well, if he was, that's what went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A woman, Diana Spencer, is better remembered as who?
Princess Diana.
Nice. Diana Spencer. I don't know I don't think I could answer that. I mean, obviously, there's only one famous Diana.
But well, it was never Dirty Diana.
Yeah, but I've never heard Diana of Diana Ross. Diana Spencer. You know what
it
I mean?
It could have been Diana Ross.
That's what I'm saying. I would have guessed somebody who I thought would maybe change their name to a stage name instead.
I knew
just
her maiden name was Spencer, but I have no idea why.
I'm with you.
Like, somehow I knew that, but I could not tell you when I learned it, why I care, or anything. But
I probably learned it when I watched that royal wedding.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know how you learned it.
I mean, that's the kids' grandparents of the Spencers.
Wait,
that's her maiden name.
And they always show up with gifts.
Harry and William, you know what I mean? Their grandparents are the Spencers.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
Let's go to the Spencers for the holidays.
Game is fun.
Game is Big Dummy 844-999-OLA. Do we have a brand new contestant ready to play the game?
Want to spend a holiday at the cottage?
No.
I want to go to the Spencers.
Hey, we're going over to the Spencers, eh?
Spencers say they love you.
He's got that Cockney thing.
Right?
Eat your pie.
William. Hello, Cody. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Cody.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. Cody, are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Not too.
All right, Cody, welcome to the show. What are you doing over there? Drinking beer?
Yeah, steak.
Oh, nice.
Oh, atta boy, that's getting it done.
How many have you had?
Four.
Four?
Oh, you're drunk already, yeah.
Oh, Cody, you're in the bag. All right, men's room poll, Cody. Where do you hide it? Underwear drawer, Crown Royal bag, your garage, or the trunk?
It's the Crown Royal bag in the garage.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. All right.
Okay. Double duty. All right, let's see here. Here is your question. The country of Suriname is part of what continent?
Europe.
What was that?
Europe.
Asia?
Nope.
Africa?
Nope.
Australia?
Nope.
Antarctica?
Nope.
North America?
Nope.
South America?
South America.
We got it! I give you a high five, Ted, but we can't.
Nice work, Miles.
We'll give you seven guesses. Which continent?
Together, we can figure out anything.
There's only a few continents.
And what's really impressive about that is that you guessed Antarctica before you even got to
North
or South America.
I know, but I thought it
was going to
be some weird thing. But when you said Nam, I immediately went
Suriname.
Asia.
Yeah. Look, I guessed Africa this morning, and I'll be like, I will be damned. So then I looked at the map because I refuse to believe it's true. Well, Suriname is, in fact, in South America, kind of the northeastern corner-ish.
Oh, so by Venezuela?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, now you have geographic knowledge.
Oh, I know the bigger countries.
I know that. I believe it borders Suriname.
Yeah, it's probably right near Aruba, where happiness lives.
All right, your question.
That's why I'm calling Sam, South American Mouse.
South American Mouse, Sammy boy, yeah. All right, what was the name of the Clampett's dog on the Beverly Hillbillies? And as a hint, it's the same name as the dog from the Bush's Beans commercials.
Oh.
Butch. Butch.
Maybe I got it wrong. The Beverly Hillbillies was Duke.
It is Duke.
It is Duke, Duke. Beans, right?
I roll that beautiful bean footage.
Yeah. The fact that that guy made that a saying, that's incredible.
Man, I saw a Bush's Baked Beans commercial the other day, and I almost cried.
Why?
What,
dude?
Because it was like people enjoying baked beans with their old grandmas and stuff over video chats, and I was like, what are you doing to me, Bush's Baked Beans?
Wait, was that making you sad?
They're just eating beans and looking at each other on TV?
Yeah, it was just it was an emotional moment.
That doesn't sound sad at all. It sounds pathetic. Were you sad because you feel bad for him? Like, look at these poor sucks eating beans, talking to each other on television.
Oh, no, it's the opposite. I was like, damn right, Baked Beans. We're going to make it through this.
Baked Beans gotcha. They gotcha with the beans.
Get out of here. He made it through the whole day. That
doesn't shed a tear for Sarah McLachlan talking about puppies.
I put a whole can of
bushes in my chili last night.
But eat beans and look at me mom through a computer screen.
I should get into this bean chat.
Oh, maybe I shoot some beans with my mom.
That's a tearjerker. That was my first thought.
All right, four, I think, Cody.
All right, good question. In the restaurant industry, what number is commonly assigned to an item that they've run out of?
Ooh. You know this term.
Can you repeat that?
In the restaurant industry, what number is commonly assigned to an item that they've run out of?
Is it the same number that would get Cody kicked out of a bar if he had two more beers?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been assigned this number myself from different establishments.
A lot of tight ends have.
86.
I wonder what the origin of that is.
I looked that up because I knew you guys would ask.
I'm dead serious. Anything else.
I'm being dead serious, too. I'm like, I knew the answer to this, obviously. And then I'm like, they're going to ask where it come from. I have no idea. So let me Google that for me. In this case, no one's 100% sure, but they believe it comes from. There's a speakeasy in New York City back in the day. It did not have any signage on front, but if you knew where to go, you knew to get there. And it was located at 86 Bedford Street, all right? Anytime the cops would get hip to this joint, anyone that let themselves out of there, they were 86ing themselves. That became the lingo, right?
Okay.
So, yeah.
The one I just read was keeping up with the Joneses. So it's like when everybody has the same type of house in their neighborhood kind of thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But this goes back to like the 1600s or something.
Isn't the other family the Smiths?
And there was this one family who was absolutely loaded. All right. They decided to make their house much, much bigger.
Okay.
And they did, you know, like a whole mansion. So then everybody around them who also had money decided to make their house bigger.
Oh,
than
to keep
Joneses
up with the Joneses.
House, to keep up with the Joneses.
All right.
That's how it happened.
Things could have been so much different if they had like the last name like Gabronski. Keeping up with the Gabronskis.
I got brats. Game is up, Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Hank Abbasi.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Aaron with an E. Are you sober or not sober?
Currently sober.
All right, Aaron. Welcome to the show. Okay, Aaron, where do you keep it hidden? Your underwear drawer, Crown Royal bag, the garage, or your trunk?
Underwear drawer.
Underwear drawer. You got some goodies in there?
I do.
Anything you'd like
to
share with
us?
We're
talking just about your it's underwear and sex toys. Got to be.
Yeah,
right?
But what are you hiding in there?
It is. It definitely is.
Mm-hmm. Are there more than one sex toy?
Is there more than sex toys?
No, more than one sex toy.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there anybody from the fine state of Kentucky in there in a little bottle?
No.
Okay, so, all right, no K-1.
Took me a second. I'm like, state abbreviation.
You know,
get some of that Kentucky jelly.
Hey, man, get some of that stuff slathered all over your buns.
Hey, girl, slather up the thighs with the Kentucky jelly. I'll be upstairs with this phone call.
Colonel's coming.
Colonel's on his way. All right.
I mean, there's a kind of sexual terms. Dry rub.
Yeah.
Wet rub. Mopping.
You want a dry rub? You want some Kentucky jelly?
Covington style.
All right. Here is your question.
In a bucket.
What poker hand are you holding if you have, quote, two fish hooks?
Think about it.
Two jacks. Pair jacks.
There you go. Yeah. Well done, Aaron.
Nice in the work. Box.
Get back in that underwear drawer.
Yeah, first place.
Yep. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999 Ola.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy! Liquor and whores.
Ryan, are you sober or not sober?
Unfortunately, sober.
That's all right, Ryan. What are you doing?
Working.
Where are you working at?
Truck driver, driving a truck.
Well, thank you all for doing that, man. How easy is it out there these days?
Traffic's nice and light, so taking advantage of that.
Hell yeah, man.
Everybody is.
All right, Ryan, our men's room full. Where do you keep it hidden? Your underwear drawer, Crown Royal bag, the garage, or a trunk?
I'm guessing a Crown Royal bag, only because you drive a truck.
No, I'm an underwear drawer guy.
Ah. Okay, hidden in the underwear drawer.
You share one with Erin, who just called, because apparently she has some goodies in there.
No, but I wish I did.
Yeah, she's got a turbo tongue tickler.
Mm-hmm. But no Kentucky jelly. All right, here is your first question there, Brian.
God, that's going to haunt me all day.
It really is.
Kentucky jelly.
What's wrong with that?
It's just... Like KY jelly,
but it looks like gravy.
But
it looks like peppered gravy.
Yeah, you just go to the doc.
Yeah, exactly.
It works great, but yeah, it looks like pepper gravy.
What if it tasted and looked like pepper gravy?
It'd be kind of awesome.
I'd be fine with that.
That does sound like a conversation someone might have, though. Like, it's brown, where you been putting your chicken wing?
Right.
You know gravy shouldn't come out like that.
Kentucky jelly,
my bad.
All right, here's your question. That's exactly what Kentucky jelly looks like. Brown and lumpy. All right, your question. Mark David Chapman murdered what celebrity?
His name was Brown.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Ryan, you cuss like a truck driver.
You do. In fact, man, you should drive a truck for a living.
It's John Lennon, Ryan.
Yeah, John Lennon. I can recreate the moment for you. It was
imagine love.
Exactly what happened. It was a horrible moment.
Even Ted's got an uncomfortable look on his face.
Yeah.
Well, he was just sick of the song. All right.
You know what? I'll take a spoonful of the Kentucky jelly.
Helps the medicine go down. Medicine go down. Oh. Here's the medicine.
Spread it on your chest. Like
airplane
paper rum.
Coming in. Airplane.
Is that how you do it?
Open up. All right. Open the hangar.
Comes the meat plane.
I love navy beans.
All right, here's your question. What is the name of the town where SpongeBob SquarePants lives?
Oh, Bikini Bottom?
Bikini Bottom. You're on it.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999 Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
I was ready to yell it.
I know.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola. Hola. Dylan, sober, not sober?
Sober for the moment.
All right, man. Welcome to the show, Dylan.
Damn. Sorry, somebody just pointed out. Mark David Chapman, the guy that killed John Lennon. Dude just got an autograph from John Lennon right before he shot him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Well, that made the price of the autograph skyrocket.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dylan, our men's room full. Where is it hidden? Underwear drawer, Crown Royal bag, your garage, or trunk?
It's probably going to be my saddlebag and my bike, which is in the garage. So I'm going to go with the garage.
Okay, go garage. And your saddlebag.
Yeah. That's a nickname for his wife.
My emergency pickle flask.
I see.
Okay.
All right, here's your question. In what city was Gianni Versace murdered?
Ooh, I don't know. Let's go Paris.
See, that's what I was saying.
New York?
Miami. I didn't know.
I didn't know.
Really?
I honestly didn't.
Did you not watch the movie that was made?
I very much did not watch the movie.
Oh, Dylan! Dylan! Whoa! Oh, Ted, you're hot again today.
Woo!
You just hit the big dummy. Audio daily double. Wow!
Wow.
Nice. I feel like I won.
Wow.
You're already a winner, Dylan, that's for sure.
You'll never get this, Dylan.
Well, you don't know, Miles.
You'll never get this.
That's why we play this game with the Audio Daily Double. And in this case, we revisit the legendary singer of the iconic Pearl Jam one, Eddie Vedder. Here's a guy been around 26, 27 years, regaling us with all kinds of smash hit singles. We go to his concerts, we sing along, and nobody actually knows what the hell they're singing. So we're going to ask you if you can figure out what Mr. Eddie Vedder is saying. Again, we go back to the song Go, released from their second album, Versus. Give a listen to the line and tell us if you can figure out what Eddie is saying. He's made a career doing this.
Okay, do it again.
Make me a star?
Can we do it one more time?
Sure, go ahead.
Ted, you're on fire.
Semi only man.
I couldn't even begin to tell you.
Of course you can't begin to tell me. Ted? It's Eddie Vedder.
Ted, do you have any guesses? Even
Clay, one more time.
Hang on, one more time.
Once? Does it start out with once?
Once, pass on survival.
No.
And listen,
dang it.
There's no chance you can get
hold
this.
Hold on, one word at a time. Next. It's not once passed?
One chance of survival.
Everyone's going to say survival because that's what it sounds like. But, of course, it's not the word survival. He uses the word, and everyone uses this word so much, servile.
Servile.
Oh. Like so what's subservient to someone.
What's the lyric?
So, once fastened, servile, now you're getting sharp. The idea, this is about childhood. So, once fastened, servile, once you rely on your parents, you bow down to them, now you're getting sharp. So, as you get older.
Okay.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
I told you you'd never get that, Dylan.
All right, Miles is right on that one.
You know what I want to do? I want to play this game with Eddie Vedder.
He knows the lyrics. He wrote them.
It doesn't matter.
You bet me, Miles.
I know. I wasn't going to get it. You weren't going to get it. Nobody's going to get it. It's 1990 what? Five?
Four. Four or six.
I mean, hell, it's been 25 years.
And we still have no idea.
It's like opening a time capsule. You kind of know what you're doing there.
Listen, I have said this before, I will say it again. Now, first of all, you need to know that Eddie Vedder earlier today became one of my ultimate heroes. But beyond that, there is a genius to Eddie Vedder because, again, his band has been around longer than most bands are going to stick around. So that's a testament. They go out and they do these concerts and they play forever, man. I mean, they don't 2.5-3 hours. They go out there and they do their thing. All you need to do is remember the course of the right. song, which is the one thing everyone remembers from any song. He doesn't have to remember his lyrics. It doesn't matter what he's saying, because the thing is, you don't know what he's saying. So every time they play a show, I'm sure he just says whatever the hell he wants. It doesn't matter.
To give you an idea, when Keith Richards sings, you can understand him.
That's Keith Richards. But when Keith Richards speaks, you can't. All right. Here is your question. Caracas is the capital of what country?
What was the name of it?
Caracas. C-A-R-A-C-U-S.
Caracas.
I know the name.
I'm surprised you don't know, Miles.
I don't know. Spain?
Caracas. Come on, Miles.
Come on, Miles.
Come on, Sam.
South American Miles.
Venezuela.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that, too.
I was going to say, is it Curacao for a minute, but that's Willemstad.
What?
Same area. I thought it was in that area. I thought it was Curacao. I thought the country was Curacao.
Oh, okay.
But it's not. Right. Yeah,
it's blue.
Okay. It is. That's what they do there. They make that blue stuff you put combs in and drink.
Hang on the line there for us, Dylan.
More Big Tummy coming up, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Mentor Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef on the way. Ted's meeting with Tenno says the most searched recipes by states during the self-isolation we're going through.
Isolation.
Yes. Ted's meat potatoes coming up right after emails after our game known as Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA. Dylan playing for Team Sober. Dylan, I got you on question number three.
Hey, I got a quick update.
All right.
I'm not playing for Team Sober anymore.
Look at that.
I'll move you on over.
Man, that's a mid-season trade right there.
Couple of Tacoma Coronas.
Mm-hmm. You can read license plates now.
Kinda.
By the way, just a couple of quick, couple of comments came in regarding Eddie Vedder. That's who we've been listening to today, trying to guess his lyrics. Someone says, Eddie Vedder opened a Seattle Mariners game by playing the national anthem with guitar, and you still couldn't understand it. Think about that. All right, here is your question. In what city would you find the CN Tower?
The what?
CN Tower.
I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say New York.
By the way, those are talking about Toronto.
Yeah. You go a little Toronto. Bit north of there to Toronto.
Of course, the capital of Canada.
Wait about 1 minute, we'll get all the comments.
I know. It's from great. A movie, Canadian Bacon.
I took my children to the fine city of Toronto. We went to the CN Tower. I can't remember how tall it is, like 1,000 feet, whatever. And you go up to this observation deck. And at one point on the observation deck, there is a glass floor. So you just look, and you're looking about 1,000 feet straight down. I was not very keen to step on this glass part. My daughter thought it was great. My son was jumping around. And one of the things they have up there, because let's face it, the older you get, the more it seems like a really stupid idea. And I'm like, I'm not doing it. So my daughter points at the wall, and on the wall, they give you basically, it's an infographic of how much weight this glass could hold, trying to convince you that it's fine to stand on there. So, like, this many elephants, all this, but it showed 4 killer whales. And that's what my daughter pointed out. She's like, but Dad, you're fine. Look, it says right there, it can hold 4 killer whales. I said, okay, I want you to ask yourself, what happened to the 5th one? And then she got off. Psychological warfare, and I don't feel bad. She's still pondering that one.
It is, like, the Space Needle now has a glass part.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's just kind of trippy.
It is, man.
Not my thing. No, thank you.
I know you wouldn't do it.
No, thank you.
All right, here is your question. A triangle with 3 equal sides is called a what?
Equilateral?
Okay. Nice work.
The math teachers everywhere rejoice. Not that you knew, but that you could dig deep enough to remember.
I was trying to remember how many different types of triangles there actually were.
All right, well, there's equilateral, right?
Mm-hmm. Isosceles?
Is that one? And there's one other one.
Three?
Yeah, there's...
Hold on. Isosceles, equilateral...
Obtuse?
Don't be so.
No, I don't know.
I'm with Miles. It might be obtuse or something weird. Like that.
No, right? I think that's an angle or something. Look, man, we sucked at math. Is there any question about this?
This is basically geometry, too. All right, the game is up. Big Dummy 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola. Jennifer, you playing for Team Sober, Team Not Sober today?
I am not sober.
Not sober, Jen. Welcome to the show.
What got you not sober?
The Mary Jane.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
She's a naughty girl.
All right, Jen, where is it hidden? Your underwear drawer, Crown Royal bag, your garage, or in the trunk?
I'm going to go Crown Royal bag because that's where I keep all my pipes.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah.
How many do you have?
Right? About 10.
What's the oldest one you have?
Probably like 7 years old.
I think I still have the pipe that I smoked in college somewhere.
Really?
My early 20s. I believe I do. I'm not exactly 100%, but I think I have it still.
I have a brand new, I can't keep pipes. When I lived downtown, I was on the 6th floor, and I had a balcony, and I'm cleaning my pipe, and I just tapped it lightly on the railing. The thing broke off and almost hit this woman walking on the street. She was not thrilled with me at all, man. Oh, it was bad.
All right, Jen, hang on the line for a second. We just got to do a quick identification there, and we'll get to you on Big Doug.
Okay.
If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-09.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.